boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I think I kind of called us out as a show on accident to ourselves last night.
How? What?
So we had to be up a bit earlier than normal today because we went and hung out at Jefferson High School and talked to some classes there about how cool radio is. Shout out to them. They were awesome. So we were planning on meeting at the station, Destiny and I, and normally we're not here till, you know, after 10 a.m.
That's true.
So it was kind of like, okay, are we going to make time for it? We're both not super great at being on time that early in the morning. So I last night was like, okay, let's meet here at 7:35. But when I say 7:35, I mean we're really going to get here at 7:40, and that means we're really going to be leaving the parking lot at 7:45. And I don't know if normal people have to do that for themselves.
You know what? It's funny because there are people who have caught on how late I am that they now do those things for me. That they'll tell me dinner's at 5:30, but really dinner's actually at 6. It's just they have to tell me 30 minutes because they know I'm always going to be late. Well, I'm always late.
I would like to say that it worked, but unfortunately, it didn't work this morning.
This is also why I set, and even this morning, I did the exact same thing. I set an alarm for to get up in the morning, but then I set one that goes off of, well, you'll be on time if you leave at this time. Then another alarm that goes off that says, well, you'll be a little late if you hear this one and you still haven't left yet. Then another one goes off that's, oh my God, you haven't left yet? Oh, you're doomed. You're doomed. You're definitely going to be late. I have 3 alarms.
That's very organized. So why were you still late this morning?
I couldn't tell you. So we got to speak at Jefferson High School today to a couple different classes about how we got into radio, radio careers, all that fun jazz. It was a really cool experience for you and I, Taylor. But you and I had spoke this morning. You were like, hey, do you want some coffee? And I was like, oh my God, yes I do.
I knew it because I knew you would shame me if I showed up and you would have been like, oh, I wish you would have asked.
You know what? I would have shamed you. I know. You're right. I would have. So I was really thankful that you asked if I wanted coffee because you were like in my brain, because in that moment I was like, I really need coffee. So I was really thankful that you asked me if I needed coffee. So you went because you were ahead of schedule. You're like, I'm going to go get coffee. So you went, but you didn't know because it was fine in North Liberty that everything, it was fine there this morning around 7:15 or whatever. It was fine. But what you didn't know is that when you hit the interstate, it went downhill from there.
What was going on? I don't know. I still don't know what was happening. It was like raining / snowing / hailing. We have forgotten how to drive, even though it's only been not that long since it snowed. I don't know. I was running. It put me behind. I was running late.
It put you significantly behind because then even I was coming the other way on 380. And it was like normally 55 miles per hour, right? We're all going like 20.
This morning.
It was crawling. So I knew you were going to be late. And what stunk is that you and I walked into those classrooms, I'd say 15 minutes late, with 2 cups of coffees in our hands.
We looked like those girls, which we are.
We are those girls.
But we were being
afternoon.
Those girls.
But I was like, I was like, oh my God. They think we're late because we stopped for a little coffee before we came, that we cared more about coffee than we did about the students. That's not the case. I don't think you know is that we pre-planned for Taylor to get coffee. She was ahead of schedule. It just happened to be that 380 was crawling when she finally hit it.
As we walked in, the only thing I could hear in my head was that TikTok sound that's like, hey, how y'all doing? That's how I felt like, don't judge me because you don't know. I planned on getting this.
No, I felt judged. Hardcore. That they were like, really? That's why you're late? She chose coffee.
I mean, I'd believe it if that was the case, too.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
When it comes to TikTok hacks, I feel like there's 2 different categories. One is, oh my gosh, how did I never think of this? This is so genius. The second one is, why would anybody ever do that? That's so stupid.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm kind of excited to see where you feel like this one falls, because I feel pretty strongly, but I feel like you might have a different opinion. So you may have seen on TikTok before, especially if you're on makeup TikTok, that a lot of girls like to do fake freckles using makeup. I do it sometimes. I love to do it in the summertime because I don't have natural freckles. And I think they're cute. It makes you look sun-kissed. So I'll use like a brown like eyebrow pencil or a brown eyeliner. They even make freckle pens now that are specifically for this. And that's been a trend for quite some time that girls draw on freckles just for the aesthetic of it. And there's been a couple different like hacks that go around, but this is definitely the weirdest because there are girls putting on freckles on their face using a stalk of broccoli. So, you know, when you you buy it at the store before it's all chopped up, it's like a bouquet. Yeah. I don't think that's the right
term. That's not what it's called.
A bouquet of broccoli. And they dip it in like cream contour stuff. I've seen people do it in fake tan.
Oh.
And then they stamp it on their face. And apparently it's easy, breezy, beautiful,
comfort
effortless
girl.
Comfort girl, but also veggie girl. I think this is stupid. I'm sorry.
Easy, breezy, veggie girl.
That's what this is. Okay. I saw someone doing it and I was like, this has to be a joke. This has to be a joke. And it's not.
Yeah, I think it's actually pretty genius. I wouldn't do it. I don't put freckles on my face because I already have freckles all over my body. I don't need to add more freckles to my body. So I personally don't do it. But I think if you are, I've seen so many freckle fails that I would like to actually see things go the right way for some people. So I feel like broccoli might actually be a good one. As somebody who was in produce, I'm telling you, the way that the broccoli is, I think it's actually a good produce to use.
Okay, produce queen, what's the next tool gonna be? Potatoes for,
you know what, that would be a good
beauty blending your contour.
Yeah, probably wouldn't soak things in. You know what, potato would probably be good too.
I can't, and I'm watching your TikTok account tonight, because if you post that, I'm blocking
I'm
you.
Calling myself easy breezy veggie girl.
Easy beautiful veggie girl.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
My favorite time when you showed up to class is when the teacher, you could tell she's having one of those days, or he was having one of those days, and you're like, oh, we are so not learning today. Yeah.
It was like anytime a holiday break was coming up.
Mm-hmm. Or they just got back from vacation.
Uh-huh. That you're like, I know, this is about to be the best day ever.
Yeah, we're so going to take a chill today. Well, we want to know, what did your teachers do when they did not feel like teaching? And that's okay if they didn't feel like it, but they did something fun.
I preferred those type of days. Who didn't? Duh, as a student.
I bring this up because Taylor and I were at Jefferson High School today. We were talking to a couple of classes about radio, the careers, how we got into it, all that fun stuff. And as we were there, because we were there for several hours, pretty much from the start of the school day to about lunchtime.
Yeah.
When they got the announcement, over the announcement, they were like, hey, students, you no longer have a 2-hour early out. Ha ha ha. You're going to stay here all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the students were like, are you kidding me? And the teachers too were like, I didn't prepare for this.
Well, yeah, that really kind of throws a wrench into their lesson plans.
And then one teacher ended up spilling the tea to us. She was like, dude, this is not great, man. One class, the seventh period class, kind of got screwed almost because they tried to fit lunch during that time. Mm-hmm. And so that class ended up being almost 3 hours long because they already were in that class. Now they're trying to fit lunch in that class. It was almost 3 hours long. So imagine if you were that teacher
trying to keep them.
Oh my God.
Under wraps. Oh my gosh. I cannot imagine.
If I was that teacher, I would probably have taught for the first hour, 'cause that's what I would have planned for. And then the next 2 hours, Bill Nye, the Science Guy, baby.
Yes.
That was my favorite thing that the teacher would do when they did not feel like teaching, is they put on Bill Nye the Science Guy. And I loved it when it wasn't even like a science teacher. You know, it was like the art teacher was putting on Bill Nye the Science Guy. I'm like, oh my God, I love this.
That or the Magic School Bus.
Yes.
Because they're both like, you know, like technically they're educational.
Yeah.
But really, you're watching a movie or a TV show. So it was the best thing ever.
I loved when they brought in the TV on the little, like, I don't even know.
The cart?
The rolling cart. I was like, yes, we're watching Bill Nye. My second favorite thing I loved when the teacher didn't feel like teaching was when they told us to put our heads down. Thumbs up. We're playing heads up, seven up, baby. And I cheated every single time.
Why? It was not that serious ever.
Yes, it was, Taylor. You looked down at their shoes and you knew that Stacy wore the pink shoes.
Did you win something or you just...
No, I just wanted to win. So I felt like cheating.
That explains so much.
Remember that time you showed up to class and you were like, oh my God, there's a test today? Oh, God, I didn't know this. I hope I know the answers. That was probably the teachers today at the Cedar Rapids Community School District who were like, oh, God, we're doing a full day now? We're not leaving early anymore?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
How am I going to pass the time when I planned on getting out at like 1 o'clock?
But they deemed it not safe to leave school because the roads were bad. So they were like, hey, we're going to do a full day of school now. You and I were at Jefferson High School today. We did see the panic in those teachers' eyes when they realized they have to stay there till 3 o'clock. And they were like, we're not prepared for this. And this has happened before for teachers on numerous different occasions. What did your teachers do when they didn't feel like teaching or they didn't have something to teach?
Mm-hmm. Stephanie, what did your teacher do?
I remember we would have early outs and 2-hour delays. We would watch like Billy Madison, Napoleon Dynamite, Happy Gilmore. Like, it was fun.
What school did you go to?
That's cool.
I know. I was in 9th grade. I went to Indiana. It was like the best science teacher ever.
That's even better, in my opinion, than Bill Nye.
What?
Those are...
How dare you say that about Bill Nye the Science Guy?
I love Bill Nye, but those weren't even like, you know, educational movies. Those were just like, let's watch this for fun.
I'll never forget an art teacher who had us watching It.
Oh. Was it a lesson on like horror or something? Or just for
on
funsies?
What not to do if you see a balloon?
Scary. Okay. Creepy. Michael, what did your teacher do?
We always had teachers that had some games up their sleeve, you know, that you could play. Even a language arts teacher, she'd kick into a spelling bee.
I love that. A spelling bee.
That'd be cool.
That kind of reminds me of one specific teacher I had. She may have been language arts too. Now that I think about it, I was in like 8th grade, and this is also the class that we did like typing in, and we learned like Excel and Word and all of those things. And when we would have like, you know, a goof off day, we would have typing competitions.
Shut up. That's cool. Like, who could type the fastest, the most accurate?
Yes. There's those websites where it like calculates your words per minute and accuracy. And it would be like bracket style. She'd put people up against each other.
No
and then
freaking way.
Whoever was the top of the class got to go against her. I beat her. I'm not going to lie to you.
Did you?
I beat her. So I still live by that to this
day.
Did
you get a trophy?
No, I never did. So that was pretty cool. And then the other teacher that I can think of is my 6th grade, I think it was reading teacher. You know, like silent reading was the worst, right?
Yeah.
Where they're like, okay, go make yourself comfortable and read for 10 minutes. Nobody's doing that.
No,
you're spacing
we're not.
Off. Mm-hmm. He would read, what is it called? Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark or something. What is that book? It was turned into a movie, and he would shut the lights off in his classroom.
No.
And he would read it, but he was like so unserious.
Okay, Mr. good. So Vaughn, it wasn't actually scary?
No, it was not scary.
Good.
He'd turn the lights off, and then he would read it in like the most unserious voice, the most goofy thing ever. And it was basically like story time that you would just laugh at because he was being so weird about it.
See, that's funny.
That was really fun. So any sort of game or TV or anything like that was the best.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Welcome. She don't need to give an update, y'all.
Did you hear the look that I just gave her? Because I feel
there
like
is no
you could
update.
Hear it. Dude, what is this? Welcome to Second Winter, everybody. There is nothing more Iowan than looking out the window and seeing yellow tulips slowly dying from all of the snow that has packed on them. I would love to be pleasant about this. I'm just not. You know what I mean, man?
Oh, I know.
We're exhausted, we're beat down, and we didn't deserve this.
Nobody wanted this.
I can't even with the snow. My intrusive thoughts start to take over, and I'm like, where can I get a blowtorch so I can burn all this crap? Not burn it. Melt is the word. I don't know. I don't know where I need to go. A home improvement store. I don't think they sell those at Walmart. I don't recommend anybody doing it, but I can't help but think, should I go get a blowtorch tonight?
If you see her at Menards, Home Depot, or wherever you get one, mind your business.
Hey, if you need your driveway plowed, I'll blowtorch it for you. Maybe. Nah, I shouldn't say like that.
No, you shouldn't. Everybody's got that one thing that their parents did that others may find odd. This kind of happened, honestly, out of the blue for you and I yesterday. We were doing a trivia question for Let's Get Quizzical, and it was something like 20% of people are going to do this when they spring clean. And the answer was that they're going to throw something out that another family member wanted to keep.
Yes.
And I said, oh my God, this happened to me all the time when I was a kid because my mom was a garbage bag mom. I'm like, don't you know what that is, Taylor?
I was very confused. I didn't know, like, what does that, a garbage bag mom? And I still am a little confused by it, to be honest with you.
Well, then you and I brought it up today while we were talking at Jefferson High School to a couple of classes, and they all looked at me weird. So apparently nobody had a garbage bag mom. Let me explain. Let me explain what a garbage bag mom is. My mom, every once in a while, I guess maybe had a mood. I don't know what you want to call it, but she, you knew something bad was going to happen. She'd start whipping out the garbage bags. You know when you like need to put a new garbage bag on the trash can?
Uh-huh.
You like whip it in the air.
Yeah.
She'd whip it in the air and you're like, oh God, here we go. And she'd go room to room, child to child. And she would go through your toys and she'd get rid of all of them.
And this is where I was confused, because my follow-up question was like, were they broken? Were they stuff that you didn't use anymore? And you're like, no, it was everything.
Well, and she would leave some things behind, I guess, but for her, it was just trying to like declutter. She was trying to like reduce the amount of toys that we had. It didn't matter if they were in good shape or not. She was going to get rid of them. And she didn't know what we played with or what we didn't, because one year she got rid of all my 101 Dalmatians. And I loved 101 Dalmatians, but I had a ton. I had over 100 stuffed animals, and my mom went through and trash bagged all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And after she went to bed, I went to the garage and I took some out of the trash bag because I didn't want her to get rid of my 101 Dalmatians. But I thought that was a normal thing. I thought normal parents went to their child's bedrooms with the garbage bag and started getting rid of toys. And now I'm starting to realize that ain't normal.
I think you might be the only one with the garbage bag, mom.
It was a little awkward yesterday when I asked Taylor if she had a garbage bag mom, and she told me no, and she actually had no idea what a garbage bag mom, because apparently I'm the only one who has a garbage bag mom.
I learned something, at least. I guess I had never even like heard of it.
I thought it was a normal thing, but apparently it's an odd thing that only my mom did. Who would have thunk?
I don't know. Everybody has those things, though, that you realize later on in life, like, oh, we are the only family that does this.
Yep.
My mom and dad are the only ones that say that or do that. I actually texted my brother earlier because I wanted to know what his opinion on this was, because I was thinking like, okay, well, I know I got weird parents. Okay. They are out there. But his response was that they would just buy cakes for no reason, which is true. Anytime my mom would be in the mood for, she actually would yell through the house, I need cake! Dad, I need cake! Like, she would yell for my dad.
It would be like a Tuesday at 3 p.m.
Yeah, no holiday, no birthdays near. And, you know, within 20 minutes, my dad was at Walmart and back with a sheet
cake.
Shut up. I'm serious. And apparently this isn't, now that I think about it, I'm like, yeah, growing up, none of my friends, like, just had cake at their house. But my parents, if they wanted it, or we wanted it, or normally it was my mom that would request it and it would get delivered. Yeah, we would just have cake around the house.
Now, did you end up putting the candles on it too and like celebrating something, even though there was nothing to celebrate?
I do know my mom would fib, like if one of the bakery workers, wherever she would go, would be like, oh my gosh, what's the occasion? She would feel so uncomfortable
Shut
that
up.
She'd be like, oh, you know, kid's birthday or whatever. It's just
so absolutely. She'd write happy birthday, Taylor, even though it was 10 months ago.
I don't know if I ever got a pre-birthday cake, but yes.
I kind of feel weird that, I don't know, that my mom is a garbage bag mom and you don't have a garbage bag mom, Taylor. Like, I'm like, this is weird.
I don't. You've opened my eyes to something new, which is that your mom would open up a garbage bag and just toss out all your toys.
I thought this was something every mom did. They just went through your each child's room one by one, garbage bag by garbage bag, going through toys, getting rid of them. And then you're like, nah, my mom didn't do that. That's weird. Ring a ding ding, red flag, weird.
Yeah, unless I never caught my mom doing it. Unless I guess maybe she was a sneaky garbage bag mom.
Well, I thought I was the only one who had a garbage bag mom. Because you said you didn't. 7078 said, I had a garbage bag mom too, but we called it Monica. I'm assuming that's her mom, their mom's name.
Interesting. Okay.
Michael texted in and said, I have a garbage bag niece. She would do that to her kids or anyone she helped with cleaning.
Yeah, there's always one family member who's like, I don't care what it is. Pitch it.
Put it in the bag.
It's done. Get it out of here. Mindy, what do you think about this?
I just have to tell you that you're not alone. My mom is a garbage bag mom.
Woo! I have found somebody.
No way. So same thing. She would just come in and clean house.
She would. Yes.
And it's traumatizing, is it not?
It is very traumatizing. I understand now as an adult why she did it, knowing her childhood and how she grew up. But back then, I didn't understand.
Interesting.
Yeah, because you didn't understand what was happening, why it was happening in there. One by one, all of your favorite toys just disappear in a bag.
So sad.
Yeah, just gone. And now I find myself as like this hoarder mom where I want to keep all my kids, you know, first pictures from school and all of that. And so now I feel like I have too much clutter because I don't want to get rid of all of my kids' stuff. Like, what happened to me?
Okay, you don't have kids, but do you feel that way? You're now slightly a hoarder because all of your things got tossed.
100%. It's not like things that I have nowadays. Like I could get rid of my clothes in my closet, no problem at all. It's a lot of my childhood stuff,
like sentimental things.
You go into my basement and I have a whole giant section of childhood stuff that I cannot get rid of. So yeah, I definitely deal with that now because it's like, oh, a lot of that, too much of that of my childhood was thrown into a garbage bag. And all because I asked you if you had a garbage bag, Mom, had us thinking what's something your parents did that others may find odd.
Amanda, what did your parents do?
So growing up with my dad and my two brothers, in our living room, we had a big trash can, like the trash cans that should be on the curb that you would take trash out to the curb trash can. But it was just in the middle of our living room for all our trash to go into because my brothers made such a mess.
It was just easier to just leave it out at all times.
Yep. Yeah, just in the middle of a living room.
And you're like, this is normal. But then when you became an adult, you're like, yeah, no, that's not normal.
Yeah.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like you hear a lot of Gen Zers making fun of millennials for being big Facebook users.
I do love me a Facebook.
And I enjoy it here and there. I like to see the drama, the hometown scuttlebutt, if you will. But it's not my first choice of social media, personally.
Oh, it's always my first choice.
And I think Gen Z is the same way. They prefer Instagram. They prefer TikTok. But I do have a feeling that Facebook is going to be the coolest social media app for everybody because Gen Z has discovered the poke button.
It is not back. Oh, for the love of God. Tell me it is not back.
I thought you were going to be excited. This is disappointing. Okay.
Shut it down, Facebook. Knock it off.
Well, to correct you, first of all, the poke button never went away.
Oh, it did because I couldn't find it.
Then that's the thing. It was kind of buried in all of the settings.
I wasn't getting notifications that old high school lovers were poking me.
No, because nobody was doing it because it was extremely hard to get to. And I feel like nobody probably was going out of their way to figure out how to poke people on Facebook like we did back in middle school.
I want to see if I can figure it out now.
Well,
do I just go to your profile?
Search pokes.
Wait, do I just search it?
I think you just search poke.
Oh my God, you do. I'm so poking you right now.
Okay, yeah. Oh, and now you're excited.
No, I just want to do this just to annoy the crap out of you. I just did it. Did you get the notification?
Did I? I did.
Are you annoyed now?
Destiny poked you. No, Facebook did a redesign basically so that it is easier. You literally just search poke in the search bar and you can poke your friends. And Gen Z wasn't probably quite old enough, unless you're at the top of the age bracket like I am, to remember how annoying we were with this was a form of flirting. So they're just now discovering it, and they are having a heyday with Facebook poking.
Knock it off, Gen Z.
Meta says that the poke feature increased 13 times since they redesigned
the
website and the app. So, I mean, get ready. You don't know what exes are going to be poking you.
No, shut it down. Knock it off. No.
You're not into it.
No.
I thought you would be.
No. If you know me and you are Facebook friends with me, do not dare poke me, all right? Don't.
Or everybody, let's conspire together to see how many times we can poke her.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
You know when you're like driving down the highway, looking out the window, you're like, God, my life should be a movie.
So yeah, I've had a couple moments like that.
It'd be a great movie. And when you start thinking like that, you got to think about who would play you in that film. And I bring this up because last night I saw a post that people were sharing about Caitlin Clark and if she ever got a movie, which I think that is bound to happen at this rate.
Netflix, Hulu, come on, baby.
A lot of people were like, let the goat play herself. She has to. But if we had to find someone to play Caitlin Clark, tons of the comments said Anne Hathaway.
That's a good one.
Not going to lie, the side-by-side, I was a little freaked out. They looked a lot alike.
They look a lot alike, yeah.
Beyond that, though, I don't see Anne Hathaway, like, draining threes in a movie.
I could see Anne Hathaway doing, like, the acting portion, maybe. Yeah. But I think you still need Caitlin Clark to come in and do the actual b-ball portion.
Right.
Because I don't know if Anne Hathaway can play basketball, but that's just me.
Yeah, she only fits part of the role. So we're asking you, what celebrity would you have play you in your own movie? I am just dying to know who you'd pick to play you, Destiny.
It's funny you brought up Anne Hathaway because I totally would pick Anne Hathaway because I really did think what it looked like.
You don't. You just don't look alike.
In my head, we look pretty good. Like we're twins almost in my head.
That's not who I would pick for you.
Okay, fine. I don't know. I'm trying to decide. Do I want to go for an actress that like I think looks like me? I would pick Anne Hathaway or maybe Tina Fey. Stop it. I do think that I've been told that one time.
Tina Fey.
And I can't get it out of my head that I look like Anne Hathaway. Tina Fey's another one. The problem with Tina Fey, I feel like I maybe kind of look like her. I don't know.
You both have glasses. When you have dark hair.
When I have the dark hair. Now I'm blonde. Tina Fey, though, she's got great humor, but it's serious humor. That ain't me. That nothing screams serious about me.
She's a little dry, I guess. And I feel like that's not you're not a dry humor person.
I think we could. She's got the hair color, which is blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got the humor exactly like me. I'm picking Kate McKinnon.
Oh, I could see that.
I think she should play me. You saw her in Barbie. I mean, the way when she played Weird Barbie, that's me to a T. I'm Weird Barbie.
That's kind of what I was. Yeah, I didn't want to be the one to say
you were going
to
say I'm Weird Barbie.
I have one that I'd like to see for you, though.
Oh.
Kate McKinnon, I get. I feel like Jennifer Lawrence.
That was another option for me.
Not necessarily. I mean,
she's
I guess
a
she's
hot
got,
mess, dude.
She's got blondish hair, but she plays hot mess. She's fallen at awards shows.
That's me.
And
that's me.
I think, most importantly, she would embrace your snort.
you know what?
She's kind of got a goofy laugh, and she would snort it up.
She would take it to a whole new level. You think my snort's annoying now? She would take it to a whole new level.
It would be the star of the movie.
It's fun to daydream about having a movie someday about your own life.
How cool would that be?
Well, we all think that we're interesting.
Celebrities on the red carpet, all for a movie about you.
It'd be pretty cool. And I feel like the most important part would be casting yourself.
Yes.
And that's what we want to know from you. Who would you cast to play you in a movie? Emily, who would you choose?
I would have to say Melissa McCarthy. She's funny, she's different, and she is beautiful.
She does have a lot of great qualities.
Dude, I almost picked Melissa McCarthy for myself.
I feel like anybody that's like known as the class clown, like
that's me,
funny girl, Melissa McCarthy is like a shoo-in, obviously.
She's so funny, unhingy in video and movies and stuff that I'm like, that's me in real life. I'm Melissa McCarthy.
I would go see the movie, honestly.
See?
I'm sold. You sold me on it. Thank you so much. Everybody's talking about who would play Caitlin Clark in a movie, because obviously she's going to get one.
She better.
On Facebook, people thought if she didn't play herself, Anne Hathaway would be the first pick, which I'm like, yeah, that kind of makes sense, sort of, at least looks-wise, which has got us thinking, what about us unimportant people that will probably never get movies? Ouch. Who would play you in a movie if you could choose yourself? Tim, who would you choose?
It's not to be possible. I mean, I've had many people say Idris Elba.
Ooh.
That's a good pick right there.
I feel like it's always smart to go with somebody that you get told that you look like, I guess. I really had to think about this because it's hard to pick somebody that you feel like fully embodies you. My first thought was Sandra Bullock.
Yes. Good pick.
In high school, I had a teacher who did not call me Taylor at all during this semester. She was so convinced that I, at 17 years old, looked so much like Sandra Bullock that she called me Sandra for an entire semester.
Are you serious?
I don't really see it, especially back when I was so young, but yeah. I feel like when she's in funny movies, we kind of have similar humor where she's a little dry.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Maybe a little bit hard to read, which mm-hmm. is kind of like mm-hmm. myself. Mm-hmm. And then the other person that
the only thing I can think of is I really want you to do the little ritual, the little dance from The Proposal where she goes,
Oh, yeah.
Through the window.
She could include
through the window.
That.
In the wall. I want to see you do that so badly.
See, I feel like I would do that. So, like, she could move that
I
over
know you would.
Into my movie. The other person I thought of is if it was somebody portraying my, like, life growing up. I was very awkward. I was very shy. So who could embody that other than...
Pete Davidson? Oh.
You know what? Yeah, honestly. No, Kristen Stewart.
Ooh.
She is so uncomfortable to watch, honestly, because she's so awkward that I'm like, she could play middle school or high school me, hands down.
No, that's a good pick as well. I was thinking for you, I feel like you look like each other. I feel like you act like each other to a T. I mean, seriously, you guys could be twins and nobody would know that you aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Jenna Ortega.
Love that.
From Wednesday on Netflix. Oh my God, you guys are like to a T the same person.
We have the same like twin
I know.
Dark souls.
That's what I'm saying. Let's not put you two together in the same room.
Dude, we would like run the world into the ground.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.